13 past five. You're listening to River 949. It's not Marnie and Campo this morning. Well, it's half of. Good morning, Marnie.
I made it in. Yes. Good morning. Look, what a morning, hey? It hasn't been a great start whatsoever. So if you are just waking up, and I'm sure Drew has told you, you've probably seen it through our news bulletins as well, there has been a really big crash on the Ipswich motorway westbound. So diversions are in place. Yes, that's why I was late. I sort of took the long route through this morning. But look, Jason was one of the people that actually came across this late last night, which is never a nice position to be in. He works for the Goodna RSL. He's with us now. Jason, take us through what you saw.
Yeah, so I worked at Goodna RSL. And I left there at probably 5 minutes past 11. I drove out onto the highway, and it just, as I come over the Red Bank turn, you can see the flames. Mm. So the flames were quite low when I first arrived. I sort of pulled up to the side, and you could see the guy in the middle of the road. And there's another guy who had walked sort of over to him. I got out of the car. I sort of walked up the guy and he said, I think he's passed. And I said, well, hey, do you want to move him back, see if we can get some vitals? Mm. And then the flames started getting real high and there was an explosion. And we said, no, we need to step away.
Yeah, wow. And good on you for having that first thought of trying to help, mate.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay, mate, after what you've seen?
Oh, mate, look, it was processed okay, not too bad, when I thought it was just one person.
Yeah.
Knowing that there was three people in that car, like ultimately, there was nothing we could have done.
No.
I think that with the impact that it was and the size of those blocks that were there, mm. I don't think anyone was alive by the time. And, you know, I was there just shortly after. Do you know what I mean?
You wouldn't have slept a lot, I'm guessing, Jase?
Mate, I haven't slept at all, no.
No.
No, look, I sort of tried to keep up to date on it all and see what was happening and... Mm. As I said, it looked like a car had split in half. That's what my first impression was.
Yeah.
But now I found out, obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah. I know people have mentioned this on Facebook. Are you looking at having a chat with someone, mate? Do you need to talk to someone about it?
Yeah, actually, one of the guys just messaged me and said he gets counselling through the police and he's just given me their details to sort out.
Yeah, that was Jason, witness of that horrific crash on the Ipswich motorway late last night, Marnes.
Yeah, that's awful. Awful to wake up to this morning. We'll certainly keep you up to date. I do know that police are saying that anyone that had any dash cam footage, could you get in touch with them? But at this stage, it's about all we know.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll keep you up to date on the traffic, of course, but Ipswich motorway will remain closed till we don't know when, until they finish their investigations. We'll, of course, keep you posted with the latest here at River. 16 past five.